Local health experts say the additional coronavirus booster shot approved by the FDA for people 50 and older and immune compromised could be worthwhile for those concerned they may be at a higher risk for serious illness if they catch COVID-19. The second booster for mRNA vaccines was approved because of reduced efficacy of the vaccine over time and to protect people who are more vulnerable to serious illness, says Chris Skidmore, director of Whitman County Public Health.
And I think there's a lot of good evidence to suggest that these boosters are a good idea, and moving forward we could see more recommendations. And it really has to do with the waning efficiency of those boosters over time, a lot like a flu shot.
People 50 years and older can get the shot if they're at least 4 months out from their last booster, along with people as young as 12 whose immune systems are compromised. However, only the Pfizer vaccine is available for children. It is also recommended that people who receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine get a booster of either of the mRNA vaccines. A second booster isn't needed for everyone, says Deborah Weiser, chief clinical officer at Chas Health, but a booster if you haven't gotten one is a good idea.
There are a lot of people who haven't even gotten the first booster dose. So if we're going to emphasize something to folks, it's really getting the first booster dose. If you got your original vaccine series over a year ago or quite some time ago, it's going to kind of refresh your immune system, remind it so that if COVID comes on your doorstep, that your immune system is ready to fight it off early and keep you out of the hospital or particularly sick.
Along with people who are older or immune compromised, there are other serious risk factors even young people should be aware of, Weiser says. People who are pregnant, smokers, people who carry extra weight, and those who are inactive are also at a greater risk of being hospitalized or dying from COVID-19. Although the region is currently experiencing low infection levels, approving the extra booster now can help protect the most vulnerable in the population from future outbreaks, Weiser says. The BA.2 Omicron variant is currently causing surges of the virus elsewhere and will eventually make its way to the Northwest.
It kind of takes this pathway where we see a surge in Seattle area, on the East Coast, actually, and then the Seattle area, and then, you know, kind of the Spokane inland cities, and then it eventually makes it to the smaller cities and towns as well. Really, we're seeing an all-time high in, like, Germany and Austria, and we haven't seen a lot of that in the United States, but that BA.2 version of Omicron is what's kind of being watched. And if we can get ahead of that game, I think that's the reason why they're doing that.
There's no downside to receiving the extra booster, Skidmore says, though the uninsured may want to act sooner rather than later, depending on where they get their vaccine. The Health Resources and Services Administration will stop accepting new claims for the administration of vaccines on April 5th. The vaccines themselves are still free, but cutting off funding for administration could mean an added cost at some locations. Although research is still coming in regarding multiple vaccine boosters, what providers do know is that immunity, whether from vaccinations or catching the virus, wanes over time, says Amanda Moore, a provider at St. Joseph's Primary Care.
I can't tell you, Rachel, if you're at risk of severe disease, but what I can tell you is that the best protection that we have against severe disease, hospitalization, and death from COVID is the vaccine.
I'm Rachel Sun.